This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live, kicking off hour number three. Calls and thoughts. Welcome, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Chris.
And we spent the better part of last hour talking about Canadian cannabis. Something that they're calling legalization.
Reefer,
that is actually a tax and regulate scheme.
Big time.
You know, actual legalization does not require special regulations. It doesn't require special taxes. It just requires the government to not wind up arresting you for buying it, selling it, possessing it, manufacturing it, advertising to manufacture, advertising to sell, advertising to distribute. You know, basically, you know,
right.
Anything dealing with it, there's not a special regulation here.
Right.
That's what actual legalization is.
It should be just remove all references to said substance from your laws. All
or,
of them.
Yeah, and I understand the whole thing, at least in the U.S., well, if we do that because, you know, section blah, blah, blah of the RSA says any Schedule One substance, and, well, the feds say it's a Schedule One, so we'd actually wind up making the penalties work. Okay, so you just pass something like we did here in New Hampshire recently with industrial hemp to say industrial hemp shall not be considered a controlled substance.
Right.
That's what you do.
Done.
Cannabis shall not be considered a controlled substance in fill-in-the-blank jurisdiction.
Right. Done.
You know,
and that's the way
no
to do it.
No matter what the substance, blank shall not be considered a controlled substance.
Yep.
That's it. Just pass that. Now, changing gears dramatically, well, before we get into the story about Kim.com, interesting tweet from WikiLeaks. Remember those tunnels that we mentioned at the beginning of the show that got blown up by that big old bomb, the mother of all bombs, that the U.S. military, the largest non-nuclear bomb that's ever been used in a non-test situation? Yeah, that bomb that blew up those tunnels? Well, apparently those miles of tunnels, about 35 miles worth of tunnels in the southwest of the Nangarhar province in the capital of Jalalabad, apparently those tunnels were built using CIA financing back in the 1980s to help the Mujahideen in their fight against the Soviets.
Yeah.
So it's
but
no wonder
never
the U.S.
Bring
government knew where the tunnels were, because they built them.
Exactly. And that's why we can never talk about blowback, Daryl.
Right. Right. Now, if you've never seen the movie Charlie Wilson's War, I highly recommend you go watch the movie.
Yep.
If you've never seen the remake of Red Dawn, I don't recommend you watch the entire movie. But watch the first, I'd say, third of the movie, and there's one of the characters that actually explains blowback in the movie, the 2012 version, the remake of Red Dawn. One of the characters explains blowback. He says, when I was in Iraq, because this guy's character had just come back from Iraq, he was like, when I was in Iraq, we were the good guys and we were fighting the bad guys.
Mm-hmm.
Now that we're being invaded, we have the chance to be the bad guys.
Right.
If that doesn't explain blowback, I don't know what does.
That's a good point.
There's a meme that also describes it perfectly. It says, if you get upset and want to kill people when you see a flag being burned, think about what somebody is, you know, think about what's going through somebody's mind when their father, brother, son, husband, sister winds up being killed by a drone bomb.
Sure.
Put yourself in their shoes for half a second. And
yeah.
Then you will perfectly understand this concept of blowback.
Yep.
Now, let's change gears completely and talk about Kim.com. And now, this is not a website that you can go to look at pictures of somebody named Kim. Well, maybe you
there
can.
Probably is. But Kim.com is a gentleman. He, years and years ago, he started a website called Mega Upload. And Mega Upload allowed users to pretty much put anything they wanted there, and other users could download it. And it became a sort of a repository for a lot of stuff that the music industry and the film industry felt should be protected. You know,
and
it was copyrighted materials.
Just to
like
verify
that
I was correct, if you actually go to the website, and it is a website, Kim.com.
Right.
Is the official website for the man, Kim.com.
There you go. So I looked at a couple different stories, but this one is from CompleteMusicUpdate.com. Kim.com goes to U.S. Supreme Court to fight his, quote, fugitive status. The ongoing debate over whether or not we should put Mega Uploads Kim.com in the big pile with all the other fugitives continues. The founder of the often controversial one-time file transfer platform is now petitioning the U.S. Supreme Court over his classification as a, quote, fugitive, unquote, by the American authorities. It's an important classification because it's being used to stop .com from reclaiming millions in seized assets and funds. As much previously reported, in early 2012, the U.S. authorities shut down Mega Upload on copyright infringement grounds.
Now, I've got a question real quick about these seized funds. Are these seized under civil asset forfeiture, or are they seized under something else?
Well, I think we'll get into that.
Okay.
If not, the other story, I think, talked about it. But let's see. Authorities shut down Mega Upload on copyright infringement grounds, requesting that .com and a number of his then-colleagues in New Zealand and elsewhere be arrested, while also seizing most of the company's assets. All sorts of legal wrangling has since taken place around the Mega Upload case, with the U.S. still to successfully extradite .com et al. To face criminal copyright and other charges in the American courts. One strand of that legal wrangling has been .com's efforts to reclaim some or all of the assets and funds seized back in 2012. Now, it wasn't just his. It was monies that were, I guess, owned by people that were using the service in some case. Last year, the U.S. Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals backed a lower court ruling saying that .com should not be reconnected to those assets, mainly because they consider the former Mega Upload chief a fugitive. But .com's lawyer hit back in that argument, saying that the client wasn't a fugitive, but was exercising his legal right to fight extradition to the U.S. Speaking to Reuters at the time, lawyer Ira Rothkin said, quote, "This opinion has the effect of eviscerating Kim.com's treaty rights by saying if you lawfully oppose extradition in New Zealand, the U.S. will still call you a fugitive and take all of your assets. We think it's American imperialism at its best, and we're hoping the Supreme Court or a larger court circuit will see it for what it is and reverse it," unquote. In their new petition to the U.S. Supreme Court filed last week, Team Mega Upload argued that the decision to stop .com et al. From reclaiming their assets because of so-called fugitive disentitlement, unquote, sets a dangerous precedent in that it allows American authorities to seize the assets of foreign nationals on the basis of as-yet unproven claims. And that's the whole thing. They seize it even though it has never been proven in a court of law that it was gained illegally or anything else.
And something else to note here is Kim.com says he's never lived in the U.S., he's never traveled in the U.S., and none of his companies were ever headquartered in the U.S.
Exactly.
But everything he worked for now belongs to the U.S. government.
You got it.
And I've actually got the petition pulled up, and I'm going to read off the actual questions he's asking the court to answer, because this might wind up giving us a little bit more insight before we finish the article. And, of course, your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin, but imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah. This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Chris.
And we're talking about Kim.com. A man that has never lived in the United States, a man that has never visited the United States, and a man that has never had a business headquartered in the United States, yet he's had, what is it, about $75 million worth of assets seized by the United States federal government.
There you go.
And he's wanting that money back. But, well, the courts aren't really wanting to give it back to him. So he's done what every red-blooded New Zealander does that has been affected by the U.S. government. He's filed a petition with the U.S. Supreme Court, because really, who else do you file a complaint with?
Exactly.
When the U.S. government has seized your stuff.
And if you want an impartial ruling, it's best to go to, you know, the cousin of the person that you're having a problem with, which is basically what it means when you go through the judicial branch.
Right. And again, he's filed this petition with the U.S. Supreme Court asking the following questions. And this is one of those cases to where it really needs to, you know, the questions need to be known, because we could give you the facts all day long. But
right.
You know, what are the legal questions that are being asked? And there are three of them.
Good. We'll discuss each one.
Question number one. Can a district court, consistent with Article 3 of the U.S. Constitution, exercise in rem jurisdiction over foreign property that is within the exclusive custody and control of foreign courts?
So in rem, if I understand it, means against a thing as opposed to against a person.
Correct.
So when police or anybody does civil asset forfeiture, the case
United
will...
United States of America v. $172,000.
Right.
And a 1994 Toyota Corolla.
Right. Or against property as seen attached, or whatever it happens to be. It's insane. So it's not a case against you, the previous owner, before the government seized it.
Correct.
It's a case against
right.
that.
Because they don't have to prove under civil asset forfeiture. They do not have to... One, they don't have to charge you with anything, and
right.
secondarily, they don't have to find you guilty of the thing that you may or may not have been charged with. They only have to, basically, they don't have to prove anything. They just have to say,
right.
we believe that this was connected to an illegal activity or was going to be connected to an illegal activity.
Right.
It is up to you, Chris, to prove to the court
right.
that the property had no connection to illegal activity and was not intended to have any connection to illegal activity.
So it's interesting, when this case first came up, and this is why he's talking about this, going back to the 2015 court case, that the judge found he passed a default judgment against all these things, the $75 million worth of Kim.com's property and cash. Well, a default judgment generally means that it's sort of like if you didn't show up for court, you know, nobody showed up to defend it, nobody said anything else, so, okay, by default, then the government's right and you're wrong and that's the end of it. But in this case, yeah, Kim.com was there, not him, but his attorneys were
legal
there.
Legal representation.
Right, and they did all that. Yet,
again, he's never been to the United States, and that's very important to note here.
Oh, absolutely. But here, the judge rules a default judgment, even though it was challenged, which was kind of interesting, too.
Right. Question number two that Kim.com has asked the U.S. Supreme Court to answer. Can a district court, consistent with 28 U.S.C. Section 2466 and due process, resolve factual disputes and make adverse credibility determinations at the pleading stage in finding that a claimant is a disentitled fugitive?
I mean, really? That's just saying, but if you say I am, then I guess I am. You know, that there's no need, that any of your due process protections under the Constitution don't apply, It's just if they say you are, then that's it. You're a fugitive.
And, well, the term disentitled fugitive
yes, thank you.
Is something that is specific to these sorts of forfeiture cases to where they say, well, no, you are a fugitive. You have escaped the clutches of our grasp. You are a fugitive. You do not get to claim any kind of rights in our court. You don't get to claim anything. It's ours now. Because
tell me how the system is rigged.
Yeah. Are a fugitive. And question number three deals more specifically with this phrase, disentitled fugitive. Should a foreign national residing abroad be deemed to have the intent, quote, to avoid criminal prosecution, unquote, and be disentitled as a fugitive consistent with 28 U.S.C. section 2466 and due process merely because avoiding criminal prosecution is a reason, not the sole or primary reason, why the foreign national has not entered the United States while aware that he faces criminal prosecution here. So, again, let me rephrase this ever so slightly.
Tell me your circular logic, please.
In terms that, you know, you or I might be able to understand a little bit more. I have a warrant in South Carolina for failure to appear because the police officer verbalized the wrong court date to me when he gave me a speeding ticket.
Okay.
I missed court because I was on vacation that day thinking I had another month to appear in court. Turns out, nope. Sorry, there's now a warrant because you failed to appear. Because I do not go back to South Carolina, partly because I don't want to get arrested for entering South Carolina.
Fair enough.
Am I a fugitive? If the state of South Carolina said, we now own your stuff.
Right.
And you can't challenge any of this in court in South Carolina because you're a disentitled fugitive because you don't show up in South Carolina.
Right.
Then should I be able to send legal representation to, you know, argue to the court on my behalf?
Right.
That's really the argument here of can someone who doesn't come to the United States, in part because he knows that he'll get arrested, but that's not the only reason he doesn't come here. He's never come here.
He has no reason to
even
come here.
Even before the U.S. government wanted to arrest him, he never came here.
Right.
Should he be considered a disentitled fugitive? That is one of the three questions that Kim.com wants the U.S. Supreme Court to answer. And I believe there's more to the story.
There is.
That we'll get into, as well as your calls and thoughts being welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know.
GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll get back into the story about Kim.com in just a moment, but I want to make sure that I tell you about a way that you can help Free Talk Live by doing something that you're probably going to wind up doing anyway, shopping online. Before you start your shopping experience online, head over to shop.freetalklive.com. From there, you can follow links to the Amazon of your choice. There's Amazon US, Canada, Amazon UK. There's also links to Newegg, Walmart, and several other online merchants. And then what I recommend is you then just make a bookmark of that link, and then you don't have to keep going back to shop.freetalklive.com before doing your shopping. But when you use one of our affiliate links, you wind up actually, you know, sending a little bit of money to Free Talk Live. Well, you don't send it. The business sends it. They just, you know, trim a little bit out of their pockets, and it helps us a lot. shop.freetalklive.com. Let's get back into the article about Kim.com, specifically the fact that he has requested the U.S. Supreme Court weigh in on whether or not he can be considered a disentitled fugitive for having never come to the United States and having no plans to ever come to the United States. Partly, not primarily and not solely because the U.S. government wants to arrest him, but just, you know, that's part of why he's never come here.
Sure.
And to recap a little bit, if you're not familiar with Kim.com, Kim.com started Mega Upload, which was a pretty huge file sharing platform that allowed people to put whatever they wanted up there. And basically, he was charged under copyright laws and things like that. So the music industry, the entertainment industry, is a very powerful lobby.
Yes.
And when you start copying their movies and things like that, then you end up sending like the FBI to New Zealand to shut down a guy's website.
Right. And one thing that's interesting about U.S. copyright law is that if you have a physical copy of the DVD or the VHS,
right,
or the CD, you're allowed to have a digital copy.
Mm-hmm.
So there's nothing, you know, inherently illegal about having digital copies of things.
Right.
And I could send, let's say that I, you know, have a physical copy of a DVD of the remake of Star Wars Episode One. And you also have that, but for some reason, you know, your computer won't play the
right
thing. And I said, well, instead of me driving half an hour to your house,
right,
I'll just send this file to you.
Mm-hmm.
We both own copies of the DVD, so it's perfectly legal for me to send you that file.
Right.
But if one of us doesn't have the physical copy of the DVD,
right,
now all of a sudden it's illegal, even though it would be perfectly legal for me to give you my physical copy.
Exactly.
There's no difference.
Insanity. But it is, if you look at it through the profit motive, and you look at it through crony capitalism and protectionism. And that's what this is really all about. This is protect.
Right. I remember hearing stories that, you know, back when records became a thing, apparently a bunch of musicians were all upset. Nobody's going to come see our shows anymore. Nobody's going to buy tickets to our concerts.
Oh, the biggest.
And then when cassette tapes came out to where you could record things off of the radio.
That was huge. That was like, this is the death of everything.
VHS, where you could record a copy of something airing on CBS.
Right.
Then, that's going to wind up causing nobody to go pay for a movie anymore.
Yeah.
And then, you know, every new technology has been the thing that was going to completely kill the previous technology, and all art is dead. Video killed the radio star.
And in some cases,
let me tell you something.
It kills.
It hasn't.
Yeah, but it does sometimes kill previous technologies. And sometimes, you know, even there's
right,
protectionism and cronyism
previous
there.
Technologies, but it also, it opens up entire fields for people.
It does.
Think about some of the, and I'm not going to necessarily say, you know, big name artists, but people that are popular only because new technologies exist.
Yeah, well, you can.
Lindsay Sterling.
Yeah. Oh, great example.
She never, 20 years ago, she would never be a star.
Right.
Because nobody working for a record label and I know they're still called record labels, nobody working for a record label would be like, you know what? That's what we need, a dubstep violinist.
Exactly.
But yet,
where have you been all our life?
Yeah. This woman started making music and making videos and posting it on YouTube, and she started getting millions of hits and tens of millions of hits. And I believe her first album she did like a self-published sort of thing on.
Yeah.
And she's now like a megastar.
Yeah.
Justin Bieber also started off making YouTube videos of him singing like cover songs.
Sure.
There are a lot of musicians
but
that are only discovered because of this technology that completely, you know, 20, 30 years ago would never have been foreseen. So are the record labels hurting? Probably a little bit. But again, you know, that pie is being spread out further. It's more decentralized
right
than it was 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago.
Right. And where the record companies and the entertainment industry gets all bent out of shape is because of people like Lindsay Sterling and people that can pop up out of nowhere, suddenly became hugely popular, but we don't have her under contract. And if you have these technologies, then people
will no longer be forced to pay us to hear what they want to hear, or they can see it free. Right. It ties back into
the whole tax and regulate cannabis thing. We can't just let people grow what they want and use it how they want because we have to have control.
Exactly. And to me, this is the best example of crony capitalism. I highly recommend the Tim Wu's book, The Master Switch, which talks about how as we go through different technological change, it disrupts existing industries and how those industries fight back. The way they fight back is to beg for more government regulation.
You know, Chris, it seems like every week you've got a book. We just need to have a segment of
Chris's library.
Book of the Week.
Yeah, but seriously.
I know on Sundays, every now and then there's the Johnny Ray Game of the Week.
Right.
To where Johnny will, you know, right, talk about whatever video game. We just let me know before the show, and I'll make sure.
Did I bring a Book of the Week?
Okay. Chris's Book of the Week.
Yeah. But the point is, you know, things blow up. You know, radio came along and radio was completely unlicensed. And then a couple people start figuring out how they can make money off of it. So then they go to Washington. They beg for regulation that happens to do what? Protect them. So a lot of what we see in the entertainment industry is that Kim.com comes up with a way to share massive files all around the globe. And it's not like he was putting up the copy of, you know, Barney Goes to Hollywood or whatever it happened to be.
Right.
His users were. Yet he is being seen as the culprit and
this guy,
stuff is seized.
His, and in some ways, Kim.com is a lot like Ross Ulbricht. Where really their only crime, the only real crime is disobeying the state.
Right.
But the only thing that they really did in that was they put up a website and they let users do things that may or may not have been legal.
Right. That's it.
And we'll get into this here. There's still more that we've not gotten into that we'll definitely do our best to get into here in the closing moments of Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-940-9829. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-940-9829. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Possibly time for you and your thoughts if you call in now. A little bit more to get to on this Kim.com story from CompleteMusicUpdate.com, where Kim.com, the creator of the website Mega Upload, is being classified by the United States federal government as a disentitled fugitive because he's never been to the United States. And part of the reason that he does not come now, part, not the only reason,
right,
not the sole reason, not the primary reason, but part of the reason that he does not show up is because he knows that if he shows up, he's likely to wind up getting arrested.
Yep.
And the U.S. government, again, even though Kim.com has never lived here, never been here, and never had a business headquartered in the United States, the U.S. government has $75 million worth of his assets.
Yep.
He wants it back. The courts are saying, nope, you're not allowed because disentitled fugitive, ha-ha, we made up a word. And he's saying, all right, Supreme Court, help a brother out.
Weigh in on this. And this kind of finishes up the article, but it does a good job of summarizing sort of their argument. Right. In their new petition to the U.S. Supreme Court filed last week, Team Mega Upload argued that the decision to stop .com et al. From reclaiming their assets because of so-called, quote, fugitive disentitlement, unquote, sets a dangerous precedent in that it allows American authorities to seize the assets of foreign nationals on the basis of yet unproven claims.
And again, a lot of times, especially with civil asset forfeiture, and I'm not sure if that's what they're doing here.
Yes.
It might be. But in civil asset forfeiture, they don't have to prove diddly squat. It's up to you to prove that the stuff was not connected to or was not planning to be connected to illegal activity.
Right. So they're doing that, and furthermore, they're making it impossible for him to come here and defend it. Right. It's ridiculous. It goes on, the government can do so without affording a foreign defendant any opportunity to challenge in court, whether the foreign assets are traceable to criminal conduct, whether the government's allegations are sufficient to establish the charged crime, or even whether the charged, quote, crime, unquote, is a crime at all. It's just irrelevant. The lawyers conclude, in sum, this case poses questions that have divided the lower courts and carry important implications for federal jurisdiction, constitutional law, statutory interpretation, civil procedure, and international relations. It remains to be seen if the Supreme Court takes the case, and if so, how it rules.
And there's one paragraph here in the final bit that you actually left out that's very important.
Did I skip it?
The legal filing
says,
if left undisturbed, meaning if the Supreme Court either refuses to hear the case or, you know, votes to uphold the lower court decision,
right,
the Fourth Circuit Court's decision enables the federal government to obtain civil forfeiture of every penny of a foreign citizen's foreign assets based on unproven allegations of the most novel, dubious U.S. crimes.
So a person who has never been here,
never lived here,
never lived
not
here,
a U.S. citizen,
his stuff isn't even here.
Correct.
His stuff is in another country. The federal government, if this were upheld, could just say, you know that rich guy over in Dubai? Let's just call him a fugitive. And
no,
let's
not
call
that
him
guy, because he does business with the U.S. government.
Oh,
that
Let me pick another guy. Yeah, yeah. The guy who doesn't do is not on the dole somehow or hasn't paid us lots of money for our campaigns. Yeah, because...
No, the guy that's not friends with Donald Trump. Let's take his stuff.
Yeah, let's call him a disentitled fugitive, and now we can seize all his stuff, his millions, his billions.
Well, you can seize the stuff anyway, and then you call him the disentitled fugitive because he never came here to defend it in court.
Right, knowing that he'd be arrested for the crimes that you may or may not have made up.
Right.
It's insane.
That may or may not actually be crimes at all.
Yeah. And that's the thing. So we've talked a lot on the show about civil asset forfeiture and American citizens, because this stuff happens all the time. You know,
right,
people get their property seized. Some poor guy's wanting to pay cash for a house. He's driving across the country with, you know, $60,000, $100,000 in his car. He gets pulled over, and the cop goes, well, for that amount of money, you must have got it through dealing drugs.
Well, what about the guy that had like $5,000, saved up money,
yeah,
working summer jobs through high school, decides, I'm going to move to L.A. and I'm going to become a star.
Right.
And because I've never had a bank account, I'm, you know, all of my savings,
right,
I've got in my luggage here on the Greyhound bus. And because, you know, driving on a bus to California, cops come on, you're an American? Yeah. Oh, what you got in the bag?
$5,000.
My stuff?
Yeah.
Well, it's ours now because people go to California to buy drugs.
Right.
And you've got money, so that must mean that you're going to buy drugs because this bus is going to California. You're on a known drug route, son.
Well, don't worry, Daryl, because that kid could honestly spend probably no more than $10,000 or $15,000
in legal
fees to get his $5,000 back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who in their right mind does that?
Right. And that's why so many civil asset forfeiture cases just end with the people going, it's a loss.
Right.
I can't get it back.
Even when it is $200,000, $300,000, $400,000, a house, your business,
right,
your cars, all of the inventory inside of your business.
Sure.
Well, by the time you take out loans, if you're able to take out,
right,
loans to pay a lawyer, well, you know, it just keeps getting drug out, and
right,
then you know, you still wind up homeless because you can't,
right,
afford to pay the, you know, whatever.
Yeah, and
it's absolutely ridiculous.
It's immoral, is what it is.
And then even let's just say that you do wind up being able to take out a loan to hire a lawyer. You then have to convince somebody that works for the government that, you know, convince them beyond a reasonable doubt
to rule against the government.
To rule against their buddy that works for the government.
Right. Yeah. And I'm so glad to see, it's getting more and more press, and there are more more folks in Congress. Rand Paul's talked about it. Reform, some sort of civil asset forfeiture reform.
Yep.
It just absolutely has to happen. This to me is one of the most, if you consider American sort of the principles that are outlined in the Declaration of Independence, this is one of those things that goes so egregiously against it.
Right. And,
that Republicans, you know, Democrats should all be against this.
Let's look, you know, not just, you know, stuff written down in the Constitution or Declaration of Independence, but, you know, just the legal concepts behind, you know, the American common law system, which is based largely on British common law.
Sure. Going back to the Magna Carta.
The right to face your accuser.
Right.
Innocent until proven guilty. The right to a speedy trial.
Mm-hmm.
Right to speedy trial is not written in the Declaration of Independence or in the Constitution.
No.
But it's something that people recognize as being inherent. That means that you have it, even though, you know, it's may or may not have been written down somewhere.
Well, speedy trial did get protection in the Bill of Rights, in the amendments to the Constitution. They realized that this had to be something that we are going to write down in the Constitution so that government could not deny somebody. This is an explicit right that the people own.
Right.
Sixth.
And I believe it's in the sixth. And let's look at the ninth. For a moment.
Right.
That says, just because, and I'm paraphrasing here,
please,
just because we didn't write it down doesn't mean you don't still have the right.
Right. And that is, the Ninth and Tenth Amendments, I think, should be the most powerful amendments that are out there. If we did not specifically grant the federal government the power to do something, then that remains with the people or with the states.
I tend to believe that it resides mainly with the people. I've got the right to do it.
Right.
And, you know, just try to stop me from living free.
Right.
But they will.
Yeah.
They will. And let's go to the phones real quick. Sarah loves trying to stop people from living free. Sarah, calling in from New Mexico, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind? You got 30 seconds.
To me, it's the U.S. capitalist sanctions that are ruining the communist system, and you guys are blaming the communist form of government. It's not the economic system. They put sanctions on North Korea, Russia, Iraq, every communist country. Yeah.
Sanctions are horrible. Sarah, listen to me. Sanctions are bad. I agree with you there.
Yep.
Sanctions are bad. Thank you for the call. We're always online, freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Bitcoin.com recently reported Bitcoin transaction fees have increased by more than 1,200% since 2015. To many Bitcoin proponents, the current fee market is moving way too fast, making Bitcoin unusable for certain transactions. The fee market and slow confirmation times have also increased the tension concerning the block size debate. However, if there are wallets with low amounts of Bitcoin that can't cover the fees, they become virtually unspendable. Learn more at news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.